Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, for decades, doctors have said that they are screwed in malpractice cases because the jury is not of their peers. We're supposed to be, under the Constitution, guaranteed a jury of our peers, or of one's peers. Yet, what exactly does that mean? Who's your peer? So, is my peer somebody who's Gen X? Is it somebody who loves pets? Is it somebody who is, who's my peer? Well, if you're a physician, then you would think, okay, then your physicians are your peer. The average physician doesn't do jury duty. So in those juries, you don't have a whole bunch of doctors or health professionals or, and so this jury of our peers is kind of interesting because as we're watching what's going on with Trump, Trump is saying he is not going to have a jury of his peers based on Manhattan and that district's voting record, especially towards him as president. So how does he get a jury of his peers? Ex-presidents, Republicans, business owners. And many people have questioned how this works because they don't believe the jury is their peers. Now, somebody could say, well, it's really easy in Trump's case. Just look at, you know, many people have public, unfortunately, it shouldn't be, but there's public records of who you affiliate with, Republican or Democrat. And if it looks like the whole jury is Democrat, they can maybe have a case. But I'm sure everybody's going to switch to nonpartisan because people really want to be on this jury. But it makes you wonder, should you not commit a crime, allegedly, in a state or location where you don't think those are your peers? Now, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, they're fine. If God forbid they, you know, end up going down this whole road like Trump is, it'll either be Delaware or D.C. But this is a little concerning, and you're seeing the riots, and you're seeing people a little nervous. If Trump's in a district where people have already decided, you know, he's guilty, you know, how are they going to find a non-biased jury? And the last thing I want is to see this country live in blue states or red states only. I mean, I love living in a purple state. Nevada, I still consider as purple. It's been red, it's been blue. Nevada's purple. I love Nevada. I'll always live there. Live here, from what I can tell. Fantastic state. I don't care where you are politically. But this case of Trump is fascinating. The other thing, too, that fascinates me is one thing we have done years ago, if you had a criminal history, if you had a drug history, if you had a womanizing history, you couldn't get a job. Now, we're being very, very progressive, and we understand that people have rehabilitated, or they have recovered, and so somebody with a criminal past can get a job. Somebody who has a drug history can get a job. Somebody who had failed marriages, might have cheated on their wife, can get a job. So right now, we have progressed to, it doesn't matter about your past, we are giving you a chance, we're open. People have already said Trump can't do it. Trump, nope. If Trump's indicted, he can't. I thought we're hiring people with criminal pasts. That's okay now. We're not biasing. So I find it fascinating where we keep being hypocritical, how we, you know, and we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, if Trump committed a crime, I think one of the 34 counts is supposed to be a Class E felony, which is, I think, one of the lower levels of felony. None of these will prevent him from running for office, from what I understand, or even being president. Yet, people are calling for, you know, he shouldn't run, he shouldn't. Okay, well then, what are we going to do about all the other individuals that have had crimes that were even more serious, so they can't get jobs either? So it's interesting. And the other thing that I also find fascinating is millions of Americans don't care. They are so fed up with what's going on that Trump could have committed or been accused of an even more serious crime. People want him president. And it's just fascinating for me to see what Americans want, how Americans are acting, and you know, it shows our true, you know, behavior. People want to tribalize and become a group and become a team. And they want to root for somebody and they want to vilify somebody. I mean, that's why I like sports, because for those people that have that, they, you know, if they need that outlet, all right, go ahead and hate, you know, the Packers or hate the Eagles, you know, and love the Cowboys or whatever. You know, get that out of your system. But when you look and you watch what's going on right now in the country, you know, people want to be at war. People want to be divisive. And I really do fear that we are going to be a country where it really is red-blue and a possible another civil war. If people don't feel they're going to get a fair trial, if people don't think the schools are going to teach what they should teach, if people don't think they can have a right to choose getting a shot in their arm or not, if people don't feel they have a choice on abortion, if people don't feel, you know, if somebody doesn't feel they're being represented, then our representative democracy is failing. And a jury of our peers is one of the most crucial pieces to this country's fabric. And you keep hearing people say, but the jury is not going to be of your peers. So how do we rectify that? 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I hate these stories. These stories are sad, but I've got to make you guys aware. You know, when we talk about rabies, many of you tune me out. Well, you guys tune me out anyway, but that's okay. I'm used to it. But many of you tune me out going, I'm not going to go up to a rabid dog. I know how to identify a rabid animal. And if I do get bit, I'll immediately go to the hospital. I'm good. Move on. Next topic. Well, I can't stand the stories when somebody kind of did what he was supposed to. Trying to avoid the animals, still got rabies and died. So a Minnesota man apparently woke up in the middle of the night to a rabid bat gnawing on his hand. Now, this happened in 2021. But he woke up to it. He batted the bat away, washed his hands with soap and water, and went back to bed. Now, he did get post-exposure prophylaxis rabies treatment, rabies vaccines, antibody injections, but 5 months later, he returned to the hospital complaining of severe pain in the right side of his face, excessive tearing in the eye. He ended up dying 15 days later after suffering severe brain and spinal cord swelling. This is according to a report released in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases. So Fox News reports that lead author Stacey Holzbauer said this report summarizes the first reported infection of rabies virus in a person who received timely and appropriate treatment to prevent rabies infection following exposure since the development of modern rabies vaccines. This is the first reported case of failure of appropriate rabies prophylaxis therapy since the onset of such therapy. That's another medical professional, Dr. Aaron Glott, Chief of Infectious Disease at Mount Sinai South Nassau Hospital. This unfortunate individual had an unrecognized immune deficiency that probably contributed to the failure. So, you know, I don't know how the bat got into the house. A lot of us will open up the windows this time of year. We open up the windows. Now, especially remember, I got cats and dogs. So in the middle of the night, I'm like, okay, come on, guys. Really, you stink. I'll open. And also, I like a little cold now to help me sleep. I used to not be able to sleep in cold. Now I notice that if it's colder, I sleep better. So I might open up a window or door upstairs that allows some fresh air. Who knew a bat could come in? And we have bats in Nevada. There's bats everywhere. And so to wake up with something gnawing on you, and now this is one of the first recorded cases where the person got timely treatment. Now, the reason why this is one of the first is because many individuals will die because they don't realize that scratch transmitted rabies, or they don't realize they were bit. And so I think we lost 5 people last year of rabies. We don't have a lot of people that die of rabies, but there was one case where a child had a horrible, horrible headache, and it took a while. It took a few days into the admission of the hospital, where the doctor found out that he might have been playing with an animal a few weeks prior, but wasn't scratched or bit by it that they knew of. That's kind of, you know. Now, of these 5 Americans that died in 2021, and this gentleman died in 2021, they say 3 of those 5 refused the series of shots that could have saved their lives. Why would anybody refuse the shots? Well, it could be they're expensive. It could be people distrust shots. Remember, 2021 was the year of the COVID vaccine, and people who were maybe iffy about vaccines decided to take one stand or another when it came to that. You had some individuals saying, you know what, I've never gotten a flu shot, but sure as hell I'm going to get a COVID vaccine. And you had others saying, you wonder what? I don't know why I trust any shot going into my body. And so I'm not sure why somebody who could have been at risk for rabies would refuse the shots. Now, how it probably happened wasn't that somebody came up to them, a doctor came up to them saying, hi, you just got bit. This is 100% rabies. You're going to die in 10 days. Get the shot. And they said, nah, that's probably not how it went. What probably happened is there was a bite. And they said, look, we can't say 100% that it wasn't a rabid animal. We have to find the animal. We have to euthanize. And then we have to autopsy the brain. So, in case we can't find the animal, do you want to be safe and get the shots? Some individuals are like, no, I'll pass. Let me know if you find the animal. I don't know. I think rabies cases are on the rise. And you can get rabies not only by a bite, but a scratch. We see it in bats, coyotes, raccoons, skunks, jackals, mongooses, foxes. But dogs are the most common. You know, cats get it too. Cats can get rabies. My cats always get the rabies vaccines because they're running around outside. They come back inside. You know, they like to play. They like to scratch. They like to... I'm like, I don't want you giving us rabies, so they get the rabies shots. What does a rabid animal look like? Well, early on, you might not be able to tell. But as rabies affects that animal has a bad, bad headache. And he's going to be agitated because that virus is invading the nervous system. He also might, or she also might, hypersalivate. So that's why in the cartoons, you see these dogs with googly eyes and foam at their mouth in the cartoons, because a rabid dog would look really, really sick and not be neurovascularly intact. So what happens is it gets into the skin, and then it climbs up the peripheral nervous system, the nerves in the limbs, outside of the brain and spinal cord. Then it gets into the nerves in the muscle, replicates there, and then travels further and finally gets itself up to the brain. So you have multiple stages. You have the incubation stage, where incubation is time from exposure until symptoms show. It could be anywhere from a few days, but also we've seen to months to years. So this gentleman dying 5 months later, even though he got prophylaxis, not that shocking that the rabies could take that long to travel. When you were exposed, you might not know. It's multiplying and spreading. Early symptoms will feel like fever, headache, malaise, nausea, vomiting, sore throat, cough. You could feel like you have COVID. Pain at the site of the bite, numbness, tingling, burning. Those symptoms could last anywhere from 2 to 10 days. That's a prodrome. Then there's the acute neurological phase. That's where the virus starts to affect your brain and spinal cord. So you get agitated. You have anxiety. You might not be able to sleep. Loss of sex drive. Or you could have priapism, where you have prolonged erections. Hallucinations, photophobia, where light bothers your eyes, paralysis, muscle rigidity, muscle twitching, convulsions, seizures, difficulty swallowing, difficulty breathing, but fascinatingly, hydrophobia. People with rabies are fearful of water. Animals too. They may even fear swallowing water. You can go into a coma within 2 to 7 days, and then unfortunately you could die. So treatment is, we need to get the an immunoglobulin to block the virus. 4 to 5 vaccines are given. Oh, so you have an injection of rabies immunoglobulin, then 4 to 5 vaccines are given over the next 2 weeks to stimulate the immune system. So it's a process. The wild animals will be euthanized. They'll look at their brain tissue. For domesticated animals whose suspicion is less, they're going to be observed for 10 days. If they do not elicit symptoms, they most likely don't have rabies. So most domesticated animals won't be killed, but a wild animal, they could watch him, but if they need to know as quickly as possible, they might euthanize. So for those of you around animals or around bats, or you work with animals, there are rabies vaccines for humans that you could take preventatively. If you travel where rabies is common, so be aware. Just, every now and then, we hear in Nevada there's some bats. And mind you, Nevada is a big state. So if you hear that one bat was found that had rabies, it doesn't mean the whole state needs to go under lockdown. But it just reminds you. When I go on my walk and I walk the dog, there's bats. There was one woman running down the street, screaming, "Run, run!" And I'm like, "What's going on? Is there a shooter?" She's like, "Bats, run!" There's always bats. Bats are always flying around. And she was freaked out. But a rabid bat will attack you. So stay away from bats. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. We're less than 2 hours away from former President Trump appearing in a Manhattan courtroom to hear what could be nearly three dozen felony charges against him. For hours, both supporters and haters of Trump have been making their feelings known outside that building. Russia is promising to beef up its defenses now that its neighbor Finland has become the 31st member of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Come July, Florida will allow residents to carry a gun almost anywhere. Miami Police Chief Manny Morales says, remember that word, almost.
There's a lot of places you cannot take it. You know, a bank, government building, the police station, schools.
Voters in Chicago choose a new mayor today among two men who eliminated the incumbent in the primary. In Wisconsin, they're voting for a state Supreme Court position that will tip the court to the left or keep it conservative. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few years ago, we learned that Neil Diamond had Parkinson's disease, and he has just recently opened up about his journey. We know that Michael J. Fox has had it, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Pope John Paul II, Linda Ronstadt, Johnny Cash, Casey Kasem, Muhammad Ali, Robin Williams, Janet Reno, Ozzy Osbourne, and the list goes on of individuals who have been affected by this. And this month is Parkinson's Awareness Month. So joining us next is John Lair, CEO and President of the Parkinson's Foundation, and Vikas Chinnan, who is living with Parkinson's and had young-onset Parkinson's disease. John, Vikas, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, we really, really do appreciate you and everything you've done. Vikas, you are a person living with young onset Parkinson's disease. Talk to us about what that is.
Sure. Also known as YOPD, it occurs in people that are younger than 50 years of age and affects about 4% of the million people in the United States living with Parkinson's. The thing that people should understand about YOPD is that those who are affected by it at a younger age, they may experience the disease differently than others. So, for example, they may be in a different stage of their career and have less time to focus on their own care. At the same time, like me, they may have young children or be planning to have children. And have questions about passing Parkinson's disease on to those kids. In my case, I was diagnosed at age 45, at the peak of my career, and have two young children, one in high school and one in middle school, so all this came as quite a shock to me.
Wow. You know, John, we are huge fans of the Parkinson's Foundation and all that you and your team have done. Talk to us about what you do and why we need to make more people aware of this disease.
Yeah, so I would say the reason we need to make people aware is because there are 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease and 90,000 individuals are newly diagnosed each year. That's a 50% increase from prior estimates. Parkinson's is a disease that primarily affects people later in life, so because it's a little unusual in that sense. So we want people to be aware of what the signs and symptoms are, and if they see something unusual that we encourage them to go see a physician, primarily and preferably a neurologist or somebody with movement disorder specialist training. So at the Parkinson's Foundation, we really have a threefold mission. One is to advance research. We're looking for new and better medications and ultimately a cure. In the meantime, we want to make sure that people are getting the best care possible. So what is good care? That's something that the Parkinson's Foundation spends a lot of time looking at and thinking about. And then lastly, it's making sure that people have the information and resources they need to navigate a diagnosis of Parkinson's, to live well with a diagnosis of Parkinson's. So we do the last part really through our website, Parkinson.org. That's Parkinson.org, where we have all sorts of information that can help people with any question or issue that they have when it comes to Parkinson's. It's also a resource for people who want to get involved with the foundation, whether that's as a volunteer or whether doing some raising awareness or raising funds for the foundation.
Mm-hmm. God bless, man. We appreciate what you do. Vikas, you know, I love that you're here sharing your story because many of us have early symptoms of Parkinson's, but we might not know it's Parkinson's. We may have some stiffness, some rigidity, some erectile dysfunction, some constipation, maybe some memory loss. What were your early symptoms, and what made you and your provider look further?
So in my case, I started with rigidity and stiffness in my limbs, and mild cognitive impairment that progressed to mild tremor and more progressive tremor and more progressive cognitive symptoms over time. And you know, it was really the tremor and the cognitive symptoms that was a telltale sign or the giveaway to my doctors that we needed to explore Parkinson's a little further.
Wow. And you have young children. How are they coping with, you know, your disease?
They're doing really well. Fortunately, you know, my boys are at an age where they could understand what was going on, you know, and we were able to explain to them. They've really stepped up and shown their true colors and taken on a lot of the responsibilities of the household that I'm not able to take on at this time. And, you know, there's living with a disease can be challenging, but there's a lot that you can do to maintain and improve your quality of life.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, John, what are some other things you want to share with us during Parkinson's Awareness Month?
Yeah, so during Parkinson's Awareness Month, we're in our campaign is Take Six. That's because every 6 minutes somebody's diagnosed with Parkinson's, so we're asking people to take 6 minutes or 60 minutes or whatever variation of that number is to get involved, to raise awareness, to raise funds, to visit our website, to go to one of our events. So we're just asking people to be aware of the disease and to help us build the global army that ultimately defeats it.
Absolutely. We're speaking to John Lear, CEO and President of Parkinson's Foundation. Foundation, and Vikas Chenin, who has been living with young onset Parkinson's disease. Vikas, if you don't mind, can you tell us how you're treating it and how you're maintaining it?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, the key to understanding Parkinson's disease is following the progression, and while it can be challenging, there are things that you can do to improve your quality of life. First and foremost, is find a doctor and a care team that understands the disease well and can help guide you and manage through your symptoms. And then beyond that, it comes down to five key strategies for me: maintaining a healthy diet, exercising regularly, reducing stress, taking the meds that are prescribed by my doctors, and good sleep hygiene. And then at the same time, it's really important to address the non-motor symptoms of the disease, like depression and apathy, that people experience with Parkinson's. And to that end, I've been super open with my care team, family, and friends about what I'm going through. And, as a result, they're able to better support me through all of this.
I love it. I love it. There was a recent headline of an Irish gentleman, a 57-year-old Scott Hanley, who has been able to stave off his symptoms and have major improvements while maintaining exercise. So I love that you brought that up and are encouraging people to do that, of course, under doctor supervision. So, John, any other information you'd like to share with my listeners?
Yeah, just Parkinson.org, our website, is the best place to go for information about the disease and what the foundation does. But if you want to talk to somebody live, we have a helpline, 800-4-PD-INFO. That's 800-4-PD-INFO. And we've got a great team that answers our call, answers the phones, and clinicians, professionals, and they're happy to help you navigate whatever question that you might have.
All right. Well, we appreciate John, Vikas. Thank you so much. We can't wait to have you back. And Godspeed with all your great work and Vikas, your recovery and journey through this.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. If I could just close on this, we see these things that happen. And, the reason why I am so grateful for people coming forward, as we said, Neil Diamond is speaking up about his journey and how he was in denial with it. It kind of reminds us that when we see somebody afflicted with something like this, and Parkinson's is becoming a lot more common, we always kind of have this, okay, well, that's over there. It's happening on that other side of the fence. It's over there. And until it happens to somebody close to you or somebody you recognize, you don't realize how real it is. And, Neil Diamond said he was in denial for the first year or two. Now, he's 82 years old. And, he's obviously famous for jazz singer, Sweet Caroline. I mean, gifted performer. But he brings up something that a lot of us do. We're in denial. Many of us, when we have signs of cancer or signs of diabetes or signs of something, we're in denial. And we're like, well, mind over matter. Don't be in denial. Get yourself checked out, because the earlier we can intervene, the better. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So from what we're understanding, the arraignment is supposed to happen at, I believe, 2:15 Eastern time, and former President Trump is going to be, addressing the public, and there's this question of, is he going to be gagged? Will he have a gag order preventing him from speaking? And there's been a lot of back and forth on the constitutionality of something like that. If it is against somebody's First Amendment rights. And I am no legal expert. I'm just answering your questions. From what I understand, that it is preventing how gag orders can be unconstitutional is if it depends on what the gag order is. The gag order cannot be generalized. So the gag order, even the Constitution and the First Amendment forbids state and federal courts from imposing gag orders on the press because you're not allowed to shut the press up. The press is supposed to be able to express free speech. However, gag orders have been sometimes overturned if they think that it can affect the case or affect the outcome of the case. And let me see if I have an example. I'm sorry. There was a overturn of that. So I think it was in 2019 where the Supreme Court, I think it was in 2017, the Supreme Court upheld that you cannot require necessarily a gag order, but there was some overturns. And so the history of it is a little bit different. And so silencing speech, especially from President Trump, who is going to be running for office, which he has already announced, starts to now look like election interference. And so the judge presiding over this case has to make a very ethical decision. Now, if somebody wanted to do Trump in and affect his ability to run, and have such a generalized gag order that anything he does to violate it puts him in jail, that could really do him in. More people are the two things people are really watching with this today is what the mugshot's going to look like and what's going to happen with the gag order. It's amazing. We've never seen such a thing. You know, and I think it is a sad day in history when we have an ex-president, humiliated, and somebody could say, yeah, but he committed the crime. But didn't he commit, if there was a crime, wasn't it pre-2016? Now, and again, if somebody committed a crime, they do need to go through the justice system. There does need to be that sort of process. But there's a lot of questions as to, well, then why didn't this occur in 2016? Why didn't this occur earlier? You know, if he's been, you know, so there's a lot of questions surrounding that. And it's a sad day for law, because even if people do feel that the law was followed to a T and there was absolutely no bias, that's not how it looks. Because you see a DA who's been light on other crimes, much more serious, but very diligent on this. And the last thing we want is what happened with public officials and the CDC and Fauci and all that during the health fiasco to now have a law fiasco. Where, I mean, honestly, our democracy is on the verge of falling. If people don't feel they could trust our elections, if they don't feel they could trust the law, trust the judicial system. And so this gag order would limit Trump. It would be specific on what Trump could say about the case. But part of Trump's campaign speeches is the unfairness of what's going on. And remember, Trump is from New York. So, you know, he's going to want to talk about crime. He is going to want to mention DAs. If he mentions DA Bragg in a speech, but not necessarily about his case, but about something else, that could be a violation of the gag order. So this could really, really limit and put him in a position where people are going to be just sitting there watching every single move he makes to see if he violates the law. Justice Juan Merchan is the judge that's presiding, and Trump has already lashed out, saying that he is a Trump-hating judge. And this is frustrating also, that we have judges that are right and left. See, a judge is supposed to be neutral. That's not what we have in society. Look at our Supreme Court. How can a law, I mean, it should be the law. It should be so obvious. Somebody breaks a law, somebody violates a law, it should be so obvious. And it blows my mind how we have such a polarization of what that law means, where if you were appointed by a Democrat judge, it's probably going to be a liberal ruling. If you were appointed by a Republican president and you're a Republican judge, you'll have a conservative ruling on that. Okay, that's not the way this is supposed to be. Yeah, maybe I'm naive. I thought, all right, well, whatever happened to anybody, you know, you go into a judge, the judge looks at both sides, and then they rule and say, okay, this is what I believe. And I'm here in family court. I'm here in all sorts of courts where it's almost predictable where the judge is going to go. Now, I get you can do stats, because I get that. I look at sports stats. So I get you can look at a judge and you can see how they vote. Then you can come up with an algorithm and you can see a pattern. But I thought a judge is supposed to look at everything neutral. And the second a judge shows bias, they're out. Same thing with the doctor. The doctor's not supposed to show bias. Person walks in. They smoke. Maybe they're unvaccinated. Maybe they don't like to use condoms. You still do drugs. They do drugs. You still give them the exact same care you would give somebody else who doesn't. But it's not bias. You'll have some doctors that say, you know what? I'm very pro-statins. And I like the idea of you, you know, being on extra protection for your heart. You have others saying, you know what? I'd rather you just do natural. So you do have... You do have some doctors that lean a little bit more one way than the other. I'm a hunter. So if somebody says something's wrong, I've had too many people that have called it and would come in as a new patient and said, I think I have cancer, but nobody will believe me. So I'm like, if you want me to hunt for it, I'll find it. And then I find it. And they were right. So I'm a hunter. You might have other doctors going, you know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You let me know when you have a problem. Well, if somebody is already thinking they have symptoms, those symptoms need to be worked up. So you can't have doctors with two different thinking. Look at what happened with the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine, or the vaccines or the masks. Interestingly, we saw medical shifts. I know a lot of liberal doctors that were not excited about the vaccine. I know a lot of conservative doctors that were pro-mask. So it didn't necessarily go as right-left until it came to the hydroxychloroquine issue. But, you know, with law, you have a Democratic district attorney, you have a judge that people feel are anti-Trump. This is going to be a very interesting next few hours. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.